It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good night, good evening, happy Eid Mubarak. It is the Bad Advice Show, everybody. And I am your host, happy to be here. This is Gordon Bakerbone, one of the hosts with the most. And to my right, put your hands together for a host with also the mostest. Put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
I love how I can tell when you're introducing me over Sarone because mine is always dope because clearly I'm the favorite. Hey, y'all.
Clearly.
And to the left, you guys put your hands together for Georgia's own, the man defending his gas with a sawed off. Sarone Muscle, everybody.
Oh, my God.
The yes. CDC watched that shit and just like gave up.
Gave up. Ain't no herd immunity. This fucking herd of savages is left to their own devices. Let me ask y'all, what was the stupidest thing y'all saw people putting gas into?
You know them Tupperware containers that you normally put like old clothes and blankets and shit in?
Containers? I think you're talking about like the rubber. You're talking about the Rubbermaids, the big
the Rubbermaid joints, the big Rubbermaid joints.
I think I got you beat.
What's that?
Plastic grocery bag. Mm. Like the little handle joints. Yeah, I saw that. And you know who you are.
Goofy. You listen to the Bad Advice Show. We're talking to you specifically now. Your fucking house is gonna blow up.
I think there were at least two car crashes with cars that had gasoline in it. My sister was telling me about an SUV, which I didn't see, but I did see the chick in a Pontiac who has stolen. Bitch, first of all, how are you going to put gas in containers in a car with stolen plates?
Stolen plates. She was going to get all her crimes in on one day.
I can't want more for you than you want for yourself.
My favorite person was the two dudes that went to go fill up their containers and they only had like that 4 or 5 gallon gasoline jug. And this dude had all of a $2,000 gun defending all of $25.
because you
think for maybe $200 of gas.
I mean, but to be fair, it's
$20
like,
of gas.
Yeah.
But like the old saying goes, nothing goes with gasoline like gunfire, right? That's what they say, right?
That's what I think that's what they say.
Never heard of that, but it sounds about right.
I mean, it sounds right for Florida.
Yeah, somebody had to say it.
Did anybody call y'all and tell y'all to go fill up?
Oh, yeah. They ran out of gas in a town a few counties over from me, Manassas ran out of gas. They just panicked and ran out of fucking gas. In my rich ass county, in Fairfax County, everybody drives a Tesla. So they was like, I'm not quite concerned with that. I'll be using electricity. So we didn't run out of, you know, we ran out of premium. Everybody filled up a Porsche.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I live in the South where God is still smiling. So I didn't have that problem at all. Plus I don't drive, so.
Oh man, wait, nobody was filling up down in
we didn't have that problem. We didn't have this was an Eastern Seaboard problem. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, this is very true.
And plus Louisiana got their own pipelines.
Right. I could probably just go across the levee and get my own damn gas. So
yeah, you just scoop it out of there like broth.
Black gold. Texas tea.
Did y'all watch that?
Say again?
Did y'all watch that as kids? I know Mel did because she didn't have but 3 channels like I did.
Yeah. And what then my mama was country. About? Wow. So Gordon did not watch the Beverly Hillbillies.
What? Gordon, please. Are you telling me you never seen the American classic that is Beverly Hillbillies?
I saw the reboot when it was in color and shit.
No, mm-mm. No. Don't you ever speak of that blasphemous shit again.
Okay, let's chill out because Ernest P. Worrell was on it. We're not going to overwhelm y'all with country shit again this week, but Gordon, you have an assignment. Figure it out.
But Ernest was in it.
I love Ernest. I was very sad when Jim Varney died.
Very.
Yeah, he was the white Tyler Perry. He did everything.
I also don't feel bad about not knowing his political beliefs right now. Like, I hate to say it. I'm not saying I'm glad he's dead. I'm just glad that there's nothing happening right now that is tarnishing his country as legacy.
Yeah. Didn't need that. We didn't need to know nothing about that. That's not none of my business.
Yo, speaking of, did y'all know that Eric Clapton is like a white nationalist? Because I did not.
I had no idea until recently.
Nigga, I found out today.
I had to take Layla off my motherfucking playlist.
Wait, Eric Clapton, If I Could Change the World?
Eric Clapton, who redid I Shot the Sheriff, has a fucking problem with Jamaicans.
Oh, this is odd.
Right.
Quite surprising.
So in my discovery of that, I also came to realize that apparently David Bowie had a bit of admiration for Hitler.
What?
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Please don't say that.
Is there anybody we can love?
No. If you love a white person, you really don't have to scratch deep to find the bullshit. Mm. And that's just accepted. Like, either don't fuck with them or don't. But your white friends will fail you.
Well, for those that...
Melvin will be repeating this as a grandmother in 15 to 20 years.
Absolutely.
For those that are in New Jersey and always take the Holland Tunnel and you're wondering who David Bowie is, he is that if you're ever driving through the Holland Tunnel and you look to your left and you see a very colorful white face staring at you as you drive through the Holland Tunnel, and it's about 100 feet tall, that's David Bowie.
That's David Bowie.
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, he felt like England would have done well with a little bit of nationalism and fascism. Now, whether or not his views changed and whatever else, I have not gotten that far. I was just, I don't even think the word is disappointed at this point. I'm 44. White people can't disillusion me any more than they already have. So
now there's only one white person that can still break my heart, and that's Tom Hanks.
I mean, he raised Chet, and
I think can't confirm that.
I think that is. You know what? Well, let's put a pin in that. We're coming back to that. But if it is true that he raised Chet, that is his only sin.
And yeah, I feel like that would be enough. So yeah, but everybody has a thing.
Yeah.
And Colin is delightful. Tom is delightful. Uh-huh. So it had to go somewhere.
Had to go somewhere. He was raised by a chain smoking Jamaican nanny, and it really took on to him.
What's up?
Wait, is it time for my Jamaican accent?
No, yes. It's never time for that. Here we go.
Check. What's wrong, boy? You want to vex me? No.
No, I'm sorry.
This is soliloquy.
Okay.
You want to vex me? Hand me my cigarette and light it upon the stove. Upon the stove! All right, I'm done.
Just in case you wondered if there was a worse Jamaican accent than Chet Hanks, here you go.
Hey, Mr. Mr. Chet, look at you.
You make me so proud.
Jamaica, I am so sorry.
Man, we just lost them last six people in the island.
Mr. Chet, I talked to your daddy, Thomas. All right, that's enough. That's not right, stupid.
That's our working theory. He was raised by a chain-smoking Jamaican nanny.
Yeah.
Because Tom... Yeah. In the time that Tom should have been raising Chet, he was doing Castaway.
Yeah.
Chet would have been about 7 or 8. That's very formative years. That's when you pick up your sense of humor and your accent. So Tom was off, playing with volleyball on the closed set. And Chet had to do what he had to do.
Hey, yo, time out. Like, I know y'all got kids. Imagine y'all babies right? Like right now. And you go, hey, I got to go away for 3 months. And then they go, where were you, Dad? And you went, I'm a castaway. And they was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then they watched the movie and they realized you was just out there like that.
Gone. Daddy lost weight like he was on that shit. He don't let his hair grow out. And he knocked a tooth out with an ice skate.
Yeah, that might have fucked Chet up. Yeah, Chet got fucked up from Castaway. Yeah.
It does have to be a lot, like when your parents just, I guess I gain and lose weight around my kids too, and it didn't. But yeah, I just think about that sometimes. Like, what do kids think when they see their parents going through all these changes for roles?
That's a good point. Yeah, I remember when.
Is Kristen Bell having the kids?
Jesus Christ, that sounds traumatic.
That sounds real traumatic.
Because he is so, like, he just seems very methody.
Very methody. Very methody. You know who shouldn't have kids if they don't, if they do have them? Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh.
I think he does. I thought you were going to say Jared Leto.
Him too. Daniel Day-Lewis looked like he kept that There Will Be Blood shit going 24/7.
Come here, boy. Now, did you eat your Eggos?
You finish your food, I'll box your ears.
Oh, now I'm going to go over to your mother.
Hey. Now, this is another gem from the Bad Advice Show. This is another American cinema classic that you should go watch just for the sheer audacity and craziness of it. There Will Be Blood, starring Daniel Day-Lewis. It don't matter what it's about. Just, you need to see this crazy-ass man turn into this other crazy-ass man. Yes. Watch it.
Yeah. That is the most accurate way of describing that movie. A crazy-ass man played another crazy-ass man.
Fucking lunatic.
I have not seen, and I'm probably going to get yelled at, I have not seen There Will Be Blood. I have not seen Gangs of New York. I have not seen, wasn't he in 310 to Yuma?
No, that was Russell Crowe.
Yep. Oh, that was okay. Russell Crowe. Well, I haven't seen 310 to Yuma though. And what's the other one with, wasn't he in a movie with Javier Bardem?
I think so. Both of them are crazy too.
Whatever that, yeah, he's. I still can't watch Skyfall. That was the James Bond he was in, right?
Yeah,
yes.
He was a villain in that, and he scared the fuck out of me.
He's intense.
Quite.
Yeah.
But I'm finna yell at you right now for not watching 310 to Yuma.
Seriously, it's a good-ass movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I like
partially because of
Gangs of New York.
I haven't seen Gangs of New York. No,
why? But, like,
Daniel Day-Lewis is really intense too. Like, it's a lot.
You need to watch this because that shit is like the white boys in the hood.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I, because that's the one that has Leonardo DiCaprio too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz. Shit, what's the dude from Step Brothers?
Oh,
John Riley?
Cool. Yeah.
John Riley's in it too.
John C. Riley.
John C. Riley.
John C. Reilly has some of my favorite funny-ass lines in history.
So funny.
So dude, funny.
I can watch Step Brothers anytime.
Him and Walk Hard, when he was talking about, he was like, yeah, I did a show at a circus. And he was like, hey, man, here's your check. He was like, oh, no, you won't. You're going to give me that giraffe.
He has this flair for saying just the most ridiculous shit in the most regular way, like in Step Brothers, where he's like, so I'm in the kitchen and there's just a line of water from my chest pubes to my ball fro. Who even thinks of that? I know nobody wrote that. I know he made that up. Because who nobody the fuck sits that down? Who actually writes chest pubes to ball fro? Nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, we all have those moments where we think of something real fucked up to say, but we just hold it back.
Yeah.
Could you imagine 3 hours without a filter?
That's how I live my life.
I've done 3 hours without a filter. called Mushroom.
It's called My Black Ass Life.
Oh, man.
Or brown liquor.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, mushrooms, they take me there. And they leave me there.
I've never done shrooms.
You got to do it. It's nothing
square.
Oh, it's nothing square about not doing shrooms. Once you do it, you get in touch with the world. You feel shit.
I mean, everybody seems to enjoy them. I'm not against them. It's just
I highly suggest you
I stick with what I know.
That's a good point.
You know what kept me from doing shrooms was the day we went to go get them, me and my white friend, and we driving through the country, and then it's making sense. It was like, of course, we go into some kind of dilapidated shack where somebody sells drugs and illicit activities and guns and probably in a militia or some shit like that. And we stop in the middle of the road, and there's a field over to the right. And I'm like, okay, well, he probably live off the road. And my friend jumped the fence and flipped over some cow shit. And I was like, okay. Not what I was thinking was going to happen today.
And those, that's where the mushrooms were?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going to take them, wash them, and dry them, and eat them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, find a dry one. I was like, you know what, bitch? I'm out of here.
I am very citified. I see that now.
You got to try shrooms, Mel. Like, you don't got to do the country ones. Do some nice ones. Some ones that already have them that don't come from under horseshit. Make sure you don't do it on a day with an overcast. You want a nice sunny day. A day that you would probably wear a sundress or something like that. Where the sun's like touching you. You feel great. But I'm telling you right now, it's the most magical time you'll have.
I think it's very interesting that you felt the need to say, hey, Mel, don't hop a fence and lift up cow shit to do drugs. And I appreciate it, but there's no universe in which that would ever be a thing I do. So, you know, just to save you time in the future.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know.
But I appreciate you. I appreciate you for looking out for me. So, you know.
Yeah, go get yours that was grown in a jug or a jar under a light or some shit like that and come out of the closet. No need to go where I went with my shit.
You always do the most. I think we all have our little Gordon. What's and I know that? I'm gonna regret asking this.
Okay.
What is the facet of your life? And I need you to pick one.
Okay.
Where you do the most. And I don't mean where you do a lot. I need to know that thing where you acknowledge, oh, I am actually doing the most right now.
Party after 1:15 a.m.
Okay.
I realized from 1:15 to about 3:15, I do way too much.
Yeah. I can actually co-sign this shit because I've seen this nigga after 1:30.
I've partied with Gordon after 1:30 and I cannot disagree. Yeah. I cannot disagree. That's fair. Okay, Sarone.
Okay.
I'm so scared. I think I'm more scared than Gordon than I was of Gordon, but go ahead.
Nah. Probably violence and what's the word for it? Kinks and proclivities. Yeah.
Kinks and proclivities.
Yeah.
I just like the fact you couldn't say it. I
couldn't say it. Couldn't say it. Just wouldn't come out. I spelled it out in my head and it would not come out. My
spirit was there.
Yeah, my spirit was. Mel, what is yours? Where are you doing the absolute most? You do not stop yourself.
Miss Andre.
What is it?
Miss Andre. I do not let niggas rest. Like once a nigga gets on my nerves, I'm like a pit bull. I want to stop myself sometimes. I wish you would just, like, I want to stop. But I am, and another thing, ass bitch, I cannot, like, once I'm on a roll, you just gotta kind of wait till I tire myself out or drop dead. I feel like with my last breath, I'm gonna be telling a man he ain't shit. I feel
like that too. I feel like that too. I feel like if I feel like your doctor, the last thing he's gonna hear is like, if I was a nigga, you would have tried harder, and then beep.
All right. I can't do it. I can't stop. I can't stop. Cause niggas make it so easy. And I like telling jokes. And yeah. I like telling jokes at men's expense. So it's like a twofer. Can't let it go.
Efficiency.
See, that's the one thing I do like. I like a woman that could like give what I give back, give out. You know what I mean? It, like, cause I am notorious for having jokes during arguments, and I need someone to have jokes at me, no matter how hard it is. I want them jokes. If you can make me laugh and realize I fucked up, you are an angel, and I need you in my life. And I'm realizing I fucked up.
That's, and I don't know if I'm a big joker when I'm arguing, just because, like, when I'm seriously upset, I don't know if I can go there then, because I'm very I don't know, I got some shit with me. But it, when it's time to clown, oh, I'm gonna clown.
I never understood. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and admit this. I am not a clowner. I'm too sensitive. Like, I don't make fun, because I don't know. Maybe it's either I don't make fun, or my lady's very mean and very good at hurtful jokes.
See, that's the thing about women. We are really, we don't know how to, and I'm using the collective we. I won't say we don't know how to. We know how to hit with precision. Yeah. Like, y'all kind of do that scatter thing. And we know y'all. So yeah, we know how to go right. And it's like right to the left of the heart. But it's like, oh, that was close. You got something you want to say?
It's like a shotgun versus a sniper rifle. A man, we are spraying. We're going to hit some. We're going to miss some. But it's very powerful. This is I'm going to talk about your large forehead, how you have your own gravity pull and shit like that. But then you're going to say, it's like when your father didn't hug you.
Yes. And
I'm like, you know what? Like, that's really, something I told you in confidence.
When I was young, because I'm the wild thing is, I'm much better than I was when I was younger. And I'm still pretty fucking rough. They're like, you don't know how to play right. And I'm like, I play rough.
Oh, man. I like, getting back to what Sarone was saying. Like, I had that happen one time when my ex, she brought up, she was like, you're just like your daddy. And I was like, no, I don't know that nigga.
I don't go that deep, especially as a joke. I don't necessarily go that deep, but I still know how to, like, walk that line where you like, I still don't like it. I don't know. I can't explain it. I think it's partially because y'all don't really expect it from us. Y'all expect kind of like nurturing tenderness or whatever. And like, with all of that, yeah, we have that, but that's because we know where the soft spots are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, fellas, that's my first piece of bad advice. Check in on the woman you told all your secrets to. Just check in on them. Make sure
make sure she's happy. Make sure she's in a good place.
Yeah. Check on them. Maybe Cash App lunch today.
I will say this. I try not to, especially after like relationships end and stuff like that, regardless of how much I do or don't like the person or whatever, I don't want to betray trust. Like, I'm not big on talking out of school, but the shit I might say to you directly, you might wish I just told people. Like, I can be rough.
It is a fucking skill that that people have when you tell them shit like that and they come back with the uppercut and tell you, you know, like that just like your father. Just like your father, Tiger uppercut is that shit hit three times and it hurts.
Oh, it does.
What shuts me down is when I'm right at the line and you're hurt and you say something hurtful and I have to make the decision, am I about to be a good person or are we about to get into that other shit? And most times I try to be a good person and it infuriates me because I can see your throat. Like I know where it is. I know the exact thing. And like just not doing it, like I really have, I have to work through that. And it takes a minute. When I know I can get you and I don't, I'm like a rabid dog because I just have to still vent it until it's out of my system. Not necessarily doing that thing, but just like if I would just have the explosion and do the fatality, it would be done. But no, I want to be a decent motherfucker. And that's kind of rough sometimes.
I appreciate it because sometimes Shang Tsung comes in the room in an argument with their fatality shit. That shit be like, you know, like when you kill the whole relationship in one argument, that'd be some shit when you...
I've had it done to me. Like I've had dudes say cold-blooded shit to me and I just kind of eat it because I don't want to go to that other place.
I would see you better than me because I've done that. I like after you hit me, once you hit me with the dad shit, I'm just like, all right. There's no going back.
Yeah, we done now.
We done now. We just swing for the fences.
The one Puerto Rican ex, she did that to me. And I pretended to start crying like real bad. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, why are you crying? I was like, because you're going to be bald just like your mama and you're going to have to get her wigs.
Why didn't you bring up her mother's... female pattern bad baldness. That's terrible.
But hilarious.
Hilarious.
I mean, the game is the game, you know? And yeah. And is it nice to bring up somebody's bald head ass mama? Of course not. Like, of course not. And ma'am, I don't want no smoke. I don't know you or your bald mama. I'm just saying, you know, the game is the game once that happens.
Yeah, pretty much. I was trying to leave.
I like how you did the fake cry though.
Yeah, you gotta fake the cry. You gotta pull the senses.
We're gonna move off this subject, and it was something that we needed to discuss. That I don't know if we got any jokes for it, but it just perplexed the shit out of me. Mel, you saw it and you brought it up to me. This was overseas. This was a classroom. This was a classroom that was trying to show the horror of slavery and the Middle Passage. And what they did was had the kids walk in a shuffle.
It was a bunch of little white children
walking with a shuffle with the hands not tied together but put together. And I was trying to figure out, because the kids look like they were having the time of their damn life. I don't know what the lesson was here.
Everything about it was wrong, but can you imagine? Because I think it was a private school. Can you imagine paying for your children to get that education? I'm not saying you should go to school with a gun, obviously. But if a parent were to wait in the parking lot for a principal, while I don't approve,
yeah, Gordon, I don't. Yeah,
this was like in Sweden somewhere or something.
I think it was in England.
It was England.
Yep,
Jolly old England. And they were trying to teach them about slavery, and they, I have no idea what the concept was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't get what the end game was here. All I know is that white people, y'all are wilding. And you need to be stopped.
Y'all are, you need to be stopped.
What the fuck are you on, white people? Talk to us. Talk to the Bad Advice Show. What the fuck are y'all on?
I'm going to take the side of the teacher. You guys can go against me. I'll be the white English teacher.
Are you about to take your black ass moments and defend whiteness? on this black ass show?
Nope, I'm not going to defend whiteness, but you know, white people, they were like, I was trying to educate the children about the hardships.
Okay, you be the English school mom, and I'm gonna ask you what the fuck was my child doing at school today?
But I just like but beyond that, I need to know on the whole, white people, what's the end game? Are y'all bored? Do y'all need something to do? Because yes. I have tasks. I have a whole house that needs to be remodeled. Feel free to come to East Show and hook it up, because clearly y'all need something to do.
I feel like white people are like raptors in Jurassic Park 1. They just testing the fence to see what they can get away with.
Clever girl.
Yo, there's no reason for that. You can't write that in a lesson plan and think,
this is hot.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah, this is hot. Yeah, this is going to teach these kids. I changed the world today. Yo, she went to bed thinking that I made a difference.
Yeah. And the kids went to bed thinking, oh, this don't seem so bad. You take short steps and you hold your hands together, right? Yeah, okay.
Then you go to lunch and get some brownies.
Get some brownies?
Oh, whatever the fuck. Blood pudding and I don't know what they be eating out there.
I don't know what they eat. Beans and toast. I'm not sure.
That's breakfast. This was clearly a post-lunch activity.
They really over celebrating that Harriet Tubman, huh? You just got to put your head down and shuffle.
400 years of short steps don't seem so bad. We are living in quite the goddamn conundrum.
Yeah. Ah, what a good word, conundrum.
I was thinking about that. Really? I grew up being taught like about the last days, and whatever I feel about the actual execution of it, this can't last. Like, there's no way this can continue.
Oh no, somebody about to get real fed up, and like I'm one of them. Like people are fed fuck up. It's too many of them talking about. No, we just come on, guys. It's not that serious. No, it is that serious, and we're tired of this shit. Like and comedians. Oof, ugh, I'm sorry, got me amped up.
No, I just don't understand the end game. It's very hard to get a beat on like what comes next. It's just. I feel like we wake up in this constant state, okay, what's the bullshit today? And try to do our best to make a joke out of it. But like every day, like it's funny, but it ain't that funny. Like you start off with your hearty laughs. And then like, I feel like now we're at the point of civilization where we're like that meme where it's got the tears behind the mask. And we just like, this is terrifying.
Yes. That's exactly where we're at. We are in the 2000 crying rage faces.
Oh God! Ugh. I hope they fired that teacher though.
Nah,
I really do.
I doubt it. Seriously,
I really doubt it.
I doubt that. Suspension? Like, why would they? Why would they?
Because what she did was super fucked up.
Okay, I mean, is that what we're doing now? We're firing white people for doing fucked up shit? Because I've got a list.
Okay, a list, buddy. You know how many fucking field trips to cotton fields they take little black kids on?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mama said, not my black ass family.
No, I didn't go to that one.
Wait, isn't there a school that's still like the school mascot is named the N-word?
Pardon?
The Knicks?
Yeah, I think so.
The what?
There's a high school in America. With a racial slur as a like a mascot.
That shit. There's NFL and MLB teams with slurs and mascots.
Like I need you to be more specific.
All right, hold on. You talk amongst yourself. I'll find it for you.
Because one thing that America is not gonna give up is their little cutesy racist terms of endearment. Because that's what they think it is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, did you see the dude who looks like a VCR who like was introduced or he got introduced by an Asian comic and just launched into a litany of slurs.
Oh, yeah. I know that dude.
He needs his ass whooped.
Yeah, he does.
He looked like a Betamax. That's all I know. And I'm not trying to give him a bunch of shine, but that's just like the kind of thing. It's not even. Once upon a time, it was sort of like, oh, this is fun. They're not even trying to be funny. It's just like, hey, niggers, like, well, you said the hard ER for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because you know that dude, next time you see him, say, look, one day you're going to meet my friend and he's going to punch you without introducing himself.
The next time you see that dude, look for a Be Kind Rewind tattoo behind his ear.
I think it's knocked out. I'm gonna ask. I'm like, all right, man. Listen, normally I wouldn't do this, but
look behind your ear. Oh, there it is, just like Mel said. Is.
Holy shit, Mel is not a liar.
Mel be knowing. I'm a lot of things. Lying is not a thing I really like to get into too much because my memory is bad. I don't like lying because I can't remember. It's not that I don't like lying because I'm a good person, because I don't know that I really am. I just can't remember my lies. And remembering them is just too much effort.
Wait, so you don't lie because you like, damn,
I can't remember them. No, yes, it's way too much.
Insanity. That is insanity.
It's way, I cannot remember my lies. It's just a waste of time.
Self-awareness.
I can either lie or smoke weed, and I enjoy weed way more than I enjoy lying, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. That shit do fuck with your short term memory. You need that short term memory.
Yeah. Oh man, what else did I want to talk about with you guys? This has been a weird week. Like, I'm so happy that we ain't focusing on that stuff. I'm just tired of white people saying the word woke, and I need it to stop.
I need a week of them just not talking at all.
Oh man. How about you, Saron? What if you could have a week off from white people, what would you want them not to do? Did we lose Saron?
He's muted, but also I could imagine him just going through his mental Rolodex and trying to come up with something, because I know the list has got to be long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he's still muted. I wonder, Saron, are you being kidnapped?
Yeah, people get kidnapped from time to time. Ask Gordon, he knows.
Oh, it hurts.
I'd be so worried for you.
Don't be. I started keeping a taser in my back pocket.
Oh, I got one too now. I'm very excited about it. Huh?
What kind of taser you got?
Oh, just a little cute pink one.
Hey, where y'all get tasers? Why don't I have a bad advice show taser?
I don't know.
We have to get the licensing for it, and then we could sell it. I think that actually would sell very well.
My girlfriend, she's making self-defense keychains.
Is that the ones with the cat ears that you be stabbing?
Yeah, I can't wait to get one.
It would hurt.
Yo, can we talk about this? Can we talk about every broke dude that's swearing that Bill Gates' wife is a gold digger?
Which, like, they've run foundations and everything else together. So I mean, you know, these niggas just, they don't run shit but their mouth. So this is all they got. I can't even get upset about it at this point.
He's taking all of Bill's money. I'm like, even if she took all Bill's money, he still would be a billionaire. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And do you understand he didn't sign a prenup and he was a billionaire? He's good.
He's good. He got that much money. You could take half of a fuck ton and still have a fuck ton left. That's how that math works.
So they can't even, I don't even get hype about it anymore. I don't get hype about, you know, like alimony and child support payments, I mean conversations and all that, because it's just, number one, these motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about, and number two, it ain't got shit to do with me. Whenever I see people fussing about child support, I think about getting involved, and then I remember my youngest child is 20. That ain't my problem. Good luck.
Have fun.
Have a fucking ball, because it's just, and I, there's so much time we spend arguing over hypotheticals, and I just want to like live my real ass life a little bit and enjoy the reality I have and not be arguing over other people's hypotheticals. It just don't make sense. I'm getting old.
You said that so cavalier that I'm getting old. Like I pictured you like Danny Glover and Lethal Weapon.
Listen, I'm sitting here with my little glass, drinking my scotch. I'm good. Like, y'all have at it. That's a young woman's game.
I don't think enough young black people worried about retirement too much. Like, I see a lot of young black kids out here bragging about them getting a house at 20, which is dope. You been seeing that like a lot lately?
Yeah,
like
kids? One of the things you got to think about, the way we look at jobs and the way and what the job market has done, why would these kids be really hyperfixated about that when they've seen, yeah, I could invest all of this in retirement and my job could still fuck that money up and I'll never see it. So it's kind of hard to criticize them for not buying into this bullshit when they see that it's corrupt. When they see, like, if you've seen your parent or your grandparent lose all their shit when they thought they had it invested, you ain't really checking for that at this point. Nah, I get that.
Enron killed that motherfucking
yo. Think about Enron, Bernie Madoff's raggedy ass. It's just you can't fault, even if you don't agree with certain tactics or ideologies. One of the things I realize is I can't fault these young people for not having an interest or faith into the establishment. I get that. And I mean, I'm Gen X. We the first ones who got fucked with no lube with a crooked dick. So I get it.
Ouch.
And it wasn't even like, it wasn't there at the start. Like, we were halfway invested in, and it's like, actually, bitch, big psych. And so, no, I get why kids would see that and just, or young people would see that and just opt out. That's why these kids are like, fuck that job. And they have all my support.
I blame Gen X for a lot of the financial woes in America.
How in the fuck when we the ones who ain't got, we got fucked first?
I'll explain it to you. It's because of y'all that our government is messed up. It's because y'all would go on to these magazines and sign up to buy 13 CDs and records for a nickel, and you never paid the back end.
I know damn well you're not blaming the eventual financial collapse of this country on the Columbia record shit that I did in 87.
Gordon, please go to hell.
I know too many of y'all. All y'all was walking around with 27 CDs for 10 cents. How'd you get it?
So I just told you about Bernie Madoff, and you telling me about 5-cent CDs that probably take 2 cents to make? And I'm not supposed to tell you to go to hell. I just want to be sure. I'm not supposed to tell you to go to hell.
Well, let me have this follow-up question. Did you buy the obligated 5 CDs you're supposed to buy at regular?
Nobody buys the fucking CDs, Gordon. That's the whole thing. You do what you're supposed to do. I do what I'm supposed to do. This is how it works.
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Columbia Records for running.
After 5 years, that is on you. God. After the first year when we didn't fulfill the obligation.
God, I can't believe y'all.
And you didn't change your shit. And let me tell you the other thing about Columbia Records. One of the things that they did, because I think I did actually fulfill my obligation once, because, you get a new address, and because they wouldn't ask for your social security number or shit. You were just getting your fucking CDs. Because, like, this is kind of before credit reports and all that. You just, like, we was 10 and 11 getting fucking CDs. So first of all, you're letting children make fucking decisions. You're letting children make credit, quote unquote, decisions. So that's your bad right there. But second of all, once you realize that you ain't doing nothing, you like it like that. It's sort of like the couple that breaks up and gets back and breaks up and gets back. And you realize, no, this is just all part of the bigger relationship.
Oh, man.
It's all part
and they made it so hard because ultimately, like, they moved online and you could sign up online. But if you wanted to discontinue, you had to send them a letter. You could eat my whole ass. I'm not sending you shit.
What happened with you, Rome?
I'm not writing in person for this shit.
Right. You could keep sending them DVDs if you want.
Oh my God. So Rome, how many CDs did you take?
I got
received. Shit.
I got received because I take my penny to the motherfucking postcard like I was supposed to. I got Doggy Style. I got Freddie Jackson. I got Anita Baker. I got motherfucking Luther Vandross. I got Steve Wonder. I got Bobby Womack. And I got Poison Clan. And I was happy.
Columbia House gave so much music away for a penny.
And let's not forget about BMG Music Group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I definitely had both.
God damn. Mm-mm. Yo, that's my first piece of bad advice. Go find a CD that you bought for a penny.
I still got them.
See, I'm sad. Katrina took all my CDs.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, I got my life, so, you know, potato, potato. Well, you know, it balanced out in the wash.
Oh my God, I got the meanest headache. You ever get one of them headaches that, like, it'd be in the front of your head? And like you be thinking to yourself, this is the type of headache that when your girl be like, I got a headache, we can't fuck now. I'm like, this is the type she be talking about.
I date men, so yes.
Okay. Okay. Wait, do you still go through it when you got a headache?
It depends. I mean
wait.
I don't want to sound like a pick me because I'm not on that kind of shit, but the way I'm set up, I mean, my pussy ain't never had a headache, so.
Hey, wait. I was just gonna ask, is there any scientific proof or truth to the fact that orgasms can help headaches?
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I don't know, but you gotta consider this.
I gotta
explain this to you because I don't think y'all have ever gotten it, and I need y'all to really wrap your arms and legs around what I have a headache means. Nigga, the headache is you.
Oh.
You are the headache. So no, you as the headache, sticking your dick in somebody is not going to make the headache better because you are the headache. You're basically putting more headache in her. So no, I don't think that scientifically holds up.
Had no idea. I was surprised. It does pan out though.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at a TED talk. I just looked at my whole team and went,
somebody write this down. We just learned something.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What else is going on with y'all?
We've been talking. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
We just going at it.
Just when we has. Oh, yeah. We got some hate mail for that teriyaki chicken shit last week.
Oh, shit.
We got hate mail?
Well, somebody corrected me. They said the horse's name was Splendid Manor.
Ugh,
I like what I said first.
I know that
chicken sounds better anyway. Splendid Manor does not sound good.
Does not sound fast.
That is not more lit than any name we gave. It's definitely not better than Shut My Damn Screen Door. So, nah, you know, that's dead.
Yeah, and they took the horse out the roars and he lost.
See what happens when you're all splendid with your manners.
I just been calling him cracky.
Hey. Yeah.
1,200 nice. Pounds of crack fueled horse.
That's not nice. That horse was not on crack.
My bad.
We don't know what he's on.
On free will either.
No.
Right, and that's the thing. But listen, here's the thing. I gotta tell these jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're going to be pretty. Sometimes they not.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you telling me that y'all doping horses up with ibuprofen and you don't think I'm going to tell a joke about a horse sucking dick for Advil, you don't know anything about me. You haven't done any of the reading.
None of them.
So I don't know. Hey. I don't know. I think this is what they call an impasse. But for the record, just to state for posterity, whoever is doping up horses, you are incredibly fucked up. Because the horse, you're doping the horse because he cannot, he's in pain. He can't run. You are a piece of shit, and that is very fucked up.
Not gonna lie to you, Bob Baffert.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie to you.
Your hell is gonna be getting kicked by horses 3 to 4 times a minute while you in hell.
His hell is waking up with just his head in a horse's bed.
Just screaming.
For the rest of eternity.
Rest of eternity.
Just every night he goes.
It's a dismembered head waking up.
Every night he goes to bed, he wakes up with a horse peeling back the covers and seeing him, and he screams.
He should have to jack off all his horses for sirens.
How did we get that? On. Are you doing shrooms tonight?
No, that's what they do to horses. You know that's what they do with the prize horses, right?
What are you talking about?
They let the horses park.
No. Sometimes the mare is too expensive or too valuable to actually go through with the coitus. So they put the horse to in the view of the male horse, and he pretends to mount something else, and then a guy goes underneath there with a sleeve and he jerks off the horse.
I gotta live my whole life and not knowing that shit.
Man, I can't get that shit out of my head now. That's somebody's job.
Poor horse.
Somebody's job.
So yeah, next time y'all worried about your job, I can't believe I gotta do work at Chick-fil-A. You could be jerking off a horse in the stable.
But yo, that is a job that somebody chose. That horse didn't choose to have some country bumpkin stroking his dick. I still have to feel sorry for the horse.
Be honest with you, I don't think the horse really cares.
But do you know that?
I've heard the sounds.
It don't matter. Do you know?
Do you know what? I don't know. See? But
okay. What if I don't know how to pull the video up, and I don't know how to pull the GIF up or whatever, the meme or whatever. But one of the funniest things you will ever see is a horse trying to mount another horse, and the ecstasy makes the horse fall. The funniest shit you've ever seen in your life. It's just the horse, the convulsions just shoot him across the motherfucking pasture.
It'd be like that, I guess. Oh, what? You guys never had the type of love making that shot you across a pasture?
I just feel like somebody should search both of y'all's browser history because I just don't feel comfortable. Like, if somebody were to say, do Gordon and Saron subscribe to a horse sex only fan, I can't comfortably say no.
Okay, first off, I am an avid gambler. I know about the ponies, and this is part of knowing about the ponies. Okay,
and that's good, that's fine. All I'm saying is I cannot comfortably say with any level of confidence, like, we're talking gun to my head, does Gordon subscribe to horse fucking only fans? I don't know the answer. Subscribe. I don't know.
I only subscribe to one type of stallion.
I don't know.
The stallion I follow is the...
How do they say, I can't believe what you say because I see what you do? That's where I am right now with it.
Well, on that note, everybody, that is the Bad Advice Show.
Yeah, hey, send the goddamn asteroid on this one.
Tonight's Bad Advice Show has been brought to you by me drinking Macallan 18.
Ooh. Well, guys, we will be back next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to all our episodes. We are actually doing very well. We're getting over 350 downloads a week, thanks to you guys. If you guys could actually share it some more, we're trying to get to 500 a week so we can get some sponsorship. And if you guys really want to support us and love us, there's a support button that you can click and send us some cash our way so we can get Sarome a better microphone. We got a lot of great shows. We got a lot of great shows coming up. I have Drunk Black History coming up on June 19th. We also have Barrel and Flow. And we have a lot of good things. Mel, tell them more.
Barrel and Flow, September 10th through the 12th, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're also going to have DigiFlow, which is our virtual festival. We are going to be sticking with that hybrid mode because accessibility, we don't just talk it, we walk it. And that'll be 2 days of conferencing and music, and you'll be able to get, we'll have 16 collaborations going to 25 states. And we have some really, really dope merch. I have one of the most comfortable t-shirts on earth. We just dropped some Liz. We have leggings, we have glassware. It's just, we have the little, you know, the drawstring backpacks, especially that will come in handy when you come to Barrel and Flow Fest and you support all our vendors who will be there. So it's just going to be an amazing thing. And we're celebrating Black arts, Black artists, Black beer. So come out. It's going to be so much fun. And let me get you drunk.
Okay, or responsibly drunk.
Actually, you can find me May 28th through the 30th at the DC Improv doing a run of shows there. For anybody in the DMV area, come holler at me. Go to dcimprov.com to look for tickets. Look for my face for the DMV showcase, and I'll be there. And you can take pictures with me. I will sign random shit, and it'll be a good time.
Don't say you'll sign random shit. Somebody going to bring their goddamn bills.
Trust me when I say my identity is nothing to be stolen.
Oh, my God. Hey, oh yeah,
totally. Somebody's gonna show up with your power of attorney.
May 23rd through May 29th, I'll be at the Borgata in the Music Box Room in the Borgata Casino down in Atlantic City. So definitely come check me out. I'll be down there. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Bad Advice Show. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.